The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. It's currently minus 18 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Guillaume Laberge, and here are today's headlines. If you go to a big box store, bring your passport. The Lachine Hospital ER is back to 24 hours, and Montreal's Chinatown is declared a heritage site. Starting today, all Quebecers are required to show their vaccine passports if they wish to enter big box stores, with the exception of grocery stores and pharmacies. Here we are with live reporter Kayla Melo-Costa at the Winners in Montreal North. Kayla, how are things going with this new COVID regulation being put into place?
Things are going really well, Guillaume. So far, there are no lineups outside the Winners or Walmart here in Montreal North. People are obeying the new regulations and are complying very nicely. They are scanning for each person's passport and they need one piece of identity before entering the store.
And how are customers feeling about this new mandate?
Some customers are feeling good about it and some customers are not. One customer I spoke to, she says that she is feeling sorry for the people who are not allowed to enter the store because they are not vaccinated.
I was at Walmart and they didn't get in a lady and I just feel bad. I know they're doing that for our security, but I think that some person have their belief, and if they don't want to do it, you don't have to be obligated.
How are the employees feeling about this new regulation?
The employees are complying well enough. They are scanning for everyone's passports and they are checking for everyone's piece of identity. So make sure that you come into the store with your vaccine passport and one piece of identification before you can enter. Stores are doing all they can to accommodate everyone and keep everyone safe.
In the store? I mean, it's normal. We used to it now, we have another step more, but everything's good.
Thank you, Kayla. For the third straight week, 3 million rapid COVID tests from the federal government are going to be distributed in pharmacy for Quebecers to use. These rapid tests should arrive in local drugstores at the beginning of the week. This will bring the total number of rapid tests delivered to pharmacies in January to 9 million. The Lachine Hospital were forced to reduce their emergency room operating hours due to multiple COVID-19 outbreaks from both staff and patients at the time. As of today, Lachine's hospital ER is reopening for all potential patients 24 hours per day and 7 days a week. Reporter Matthew Skelhorn is currently in Lachine observing the hospital's reopening. Matthew, how did Lachine Hospital get in this situation?
It is to no surprise that many healthcare facilities are still facing many disruptions due to the coronavirus and its variants. A shortage of nurses and other medical staff due to COVID-related illness forced the hospital to cut working hours. A reopening was scheduled for January 10th. However, more outbreaks occurred and delayed the hospital's plans to today. Conseil pour la protection des maladies spokesperson Paul Brunet speaks on Lachine's hospital's emergency room reopening.
It is so important for this part of the West Island so that patients have somewhere to go. And we have to underline the important work done by Dr. Paul Saba.
Is the Lachine Hospital fully reopening?
Yes, despite the emergency room fully reopening, other units are not. Ambulances are still being redirected at other facilities, and the ICU operating rooms are also remain closed at the moment.
And how is the hospital handling the emergency rooms reopening today?
The hospital itself seems relatively quiet. There's not much movement happening outside or inside of the emergency room. However, the parking lots are packed with multiple taxis lined up in front of the main entrance, which can indicate that they are functioning. I briefly made it inside the hospital as well, and patients were being admitted.
Thank you, Matthew. As we enter the third year of the pandemic, mental health has been the primary focus. With reports of people struggling all throughout Canada, mental health experts fear that over 23% of the population are suffering from depression. Here is Daniel Shear with the story.
Howard Maudlin, a registered psychotherapist, has been working in the field for over 15 years. Due to the pandemic, he has seen an increase in people's depression and anxiety levels.
What I can tell you is that every client that I would have that has any kind of a problem, I would say a good 75% of them, it's exacerbated by the fact that there's COVID.
I would say that being forced to work from home for the foreseeable future has in many ways impacted my mental health, not only because of the routine that going into the office imposes, but also because of the social aspect of going in, of seeing colleagues and being able to interact face to face. That's the type of thing that you miss when you're forced to work from home. Being forced to work from home for the foreseeable future has in many ways impacted my mental health, not only because of the routine that going into the office imposes, but also because of the social aspect.
Daniel Shear, Concordia News, Montreal.
A 16-year-old teenager was stabbed last night in the Plateau Mont-Royal in Montreal. Montreal police was alerted at about 11 p.m. The victim was spotted at the corner of Macy and Guilford Street and was transported to the hospital to treat non-life-threatening injuries. No arrestations were made at the moment. A 12-year-old boy drowned yesterday in Pont-Rouge after falling from a cliff and ending up in the frozen waters of Jean-Cartier River. Authorities were called up at about 4 p.m. on the Bois de l'Aile road. The young teenager would have fallen from a cliff as he was walking with family and friends. They were able to pull him out of the river and try to revive him, but without success. There is an announcement being made at this hour at City Hall, declaring that Montreal's Chinatown is a heritage site. Alexandre Tadeo has been following this story and joins us live. So Alexandre, this involves a big chunk of Chinatown.
Well, they have decided to adopt a new zoning that will limit the building heights and densities in the historic district. The interesting part is that the press conference implicates the Quebec Culture Minister, Nathalie Roy, who is the one who decided to call this current conference happening right now in Montreal. Meaning the heritage of this part of history as taking a provincial matter. New historical buildings have been added, but not all of Chinatown is protected. And a lot of activists are wondering why can't Chinatown be protected like the old port of Montreal?
What are the impacts on the urban development?
Well, for Montreal, urban development will for sure be in a struggle with many rules such as the height limits of the building, but also restriction of maintaining the historical aspects of the buildings. This resolves in a headache for many entrepreneurs that will need permits and a severe authorization before renovating any building.
And how are Chinatown's associations dealing with this news?
Well, a lot of associations and also Montreal Heritage are currently attending the press conference. The association and Montreal Heritage are also waiting for the end of the press conference to give their opinion. But for sure, some associations have mentioned before that they're wondering why the old Chinatown is not part of the old heritage project, but only a small part of it.
Thank you, Alexandre. Are you okay, Lee? Ayoka Lee breaks records. The St. Louis Blues win big. The Chiefs are headed to the conference championship game, and the Montrealer is off to the next round of the Australian Open. Here is Adriana Gentile with your sports news.
And he does it in style. Félix Auger-Aliassime is through to the quarterfinals. In a stunning
display. That was a highlight from yesterday's Australian Open. Courtesy of Australian Open.
Too good for the veteran Marin Cilic.
Montrealer Félix Auger-Aliassime. Auger-Aliassime took the 7-6 win and advances to tomorrow's quarterfinal. He is set to play Daniil Medvedev.
Looking to the end zone for the win! He caught it! Ball game!
Chiefs to the championship game.
Like you just heard in the clip from CBS Sports, it was a magical night for the Chiefs. For the fourth year in a row, the Kansas City Chiefs will host the AFC Championship. They secure their spot after defeating the Buffalo Bills in an overtime win of 42-36 last night. Despite the tough loss, the Bills wide receiver Gabriel Davis has made history by catching four touchdown passes during a playoff game.
Dickinson's on him. Justin Palmer back to Jordan Kyrou. He's watched by Tyler Myers, leaves the puck for Tarasenko. Back to Kyrou, long shot, he scores!
That was the call on Sportsnet last night as the St. Louis Blues took the win. Their goaltender, Ville Husso, played an amazing game, stopping 38 of the 39 shots on net, contributing to the team's 3-1 victory against the Vancouver Canucks. Last night's loss isn't the only disappointment the Canucks are experiencing. COVID-19 has hit the team hard, starting and backup goalie, as well as their third and fourth stringer. Last night, the team turned to prospect Michael DiPietro to take over. This was DiPietro's second NHL game. That was a clip from ESPN's coverage of last night's NCAA game. Kansas State basketball player Ioka Lee set a new record for the association. During last night's game against Oklahoma, she scored 61 points, making it the most points scored in a single game in that division. She led the team to victory with a score of 94-65. The Montreal Canadiens are set to face the Minnesota Wild in tonight's away game. The puck drops at 8 p.m. And that's all for sports.
Have you told anyone they looked wonderful today? Well, you definitely should, because today is National Compliment Day. Use this opportunity to be kind to someone, as the power of a compliment can be stronger than you think. Go tell your loved ones how you feel about them and spread positivity all around you. You might even end up making someone's day. The weather should be around minus 16 degrees for the rest of the day. You can expect the week to get slightly hotter, with temperatures of minus 9 on Tuesday and Thursday, and even reaching minus 5 on Friday. Don't trade your winter coats too quickly, with lows of minus 18 on Wednesday. Snow is expected to fall on Friday and Saturday. That's your news for 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Guillaume Nadel.